Now we have Cindy Smith, CPA. Good morning, Cindy. Are we getting ready for tax time?
Yes, indeedy, Charlie.
So what do we need to do? I mean, this is, we're getting, this is it.
Well, Charlie, it's not it. You have plenty of time. Well, month and a half. Be optimistic.
Let's talk about that. We need to talk about what do we do to prepare before the end of the year.
Well, Charlie, if you are a business, there's a lot that you can do. You can call your CPA. And, Charlie, did you know I was a CPA?
I knew you were. Okay. Certified public accountant. Absolutely.
Or Constant Pain.
Yes, that was the other one.
Oh, I get what the A is.
I didn't want to say that.
But that's not right. We love
that's
you.
That's right. That's right.
I love you guys, too. You know, it's so great being a part of the Poughkeepsie Chamber. Uh-huh. It's expanded my business personally, and I truly appreciate that, Charlie.
Well, you've been good to us, so it's a two-way street.
It is a two-way street, and I started to say what we can do for businesses. Contact your CPA or accountant that you're using. Mm-hmm. Let's go over those estimates. Let's review, make sure that they're still accurate. You know, the economy is picking up.
Yep.
And in some industries, it's doubling, mm-hmm. Which I'm so jealous of.
Well, that's okay.
It's okay. It's due to the chamber.
Well, I don't know
those
about
members
that.
That join the chamber, their businesses are growing.
I hope so.
They are definitely. So when you come in at the end of the year, we will be looking at your expenses, making sure we maximize those expenses.
Right.
If you come into me, Charlie, I ask a lot of personal questions.
I know that. I can attest to that.
I want to know where you go on a Saturday. Where do you go on vacation? Because potentially some of that might be a business expense.
That's correct.
I'm not going to take any expense that's not allowable under the law.
Mm.
But we do want to look at those personal expenses.
But when you do ask the questions, it does open up a lot of minds and a lot of opportunity could present itself.
Certainly. For a lot of our small businesses here in the beautiful Hudson Valley, they're run out of homes.
That's right.
Your personal home. So I want to know, how do you, like I used to, come downstairs in your fuzzy slippers? How do you get to your office? And that's not just for businesses.
Also,
individuals during the year, if they've traveled because they're sick, they've gone down to New York City to see a specialist, or hopefully their specialist is right up here. We have a great medical team in the Hudson Valley that you can visit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's travel, and that's part of medical deduction that you can take.
So isn't it true, especially this time of year, if you're thinking about even rewriting your mortgage, maybe now's the time to do it before the new year? Or if you're thinking about buying a vehicle, if you're thinking about doing some major purchases, maybe now's the time to do it?
I would like to consult with the accountant, because not all businesses can take a full deduction for large purchases. So if you're purchasing a car for your business, that might be a valid deduction. But if for an individual, you may not get a deduction because there's no business or income generated by that car.
Right.
But for medical expenses, I just wanted to let you know that usually you can deduct medical expenses that are 7.5% over your AGI or adjusted gross income.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Starting this year, it's 10%.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting.
Further interesting is that the government sought out an exemption for that. So if you are 65 years or older, your exemption stays at the lower rate of 7.5.
Really?
For the next 4 years, yes. So there is an out there for those that are 65 and over.
Well, that's one thing in my favor.
Aw, change. Aw, shucks.
I could never tell that.
So tell us about some other preparation that we ought to be doing, Cindy.
You should try to get an estimate on your investment income, because for those individuals that have adjusted gross income, again, of over, if you're married and filing a joint return, over $250,000, your investment income is subject to an additional tax.
Well, I don't have to worry about that. That's good.
And that tax,
you said $250,000. Not $250.
It's not $250.
Okay,
no,
right.
They were looking to tax the higher wage earners.
Ah, Well, that puts you and I in there.
We're
in good shape.
I wonder what that's like.
You'll get there soon, Jeff.
Yeah,
don't
Jeff
worry
will
about
get
it.
There. Jeff will get there.
So that's 3.8% of investment income, and you should seek out your tax accountant to make that calculation. Because, of course, if you don't pay in enough taxes, you're subject to penalty, and I can't stand that.
No, we don't want to.
I take it personally.
Yes.
I don't have to pay it, but
well,
take it
I don't
personally.
Like to pay it either. So.
The bottom line
is that what you're saying is consult with your expert.
You have
That's
to.
That's so important, especially nowadays with all these rules, regulations, changes in the IRS standards. It is always best to consult with an expert that can give you the answers and help you through the maze to make sure that you're filing your taxes correctly.
That's right, Charlie. And don't get scared. I have this ruler for a reason.
You're not going to hit me on the hand with it, are you?
I will not hurt you, sir.
Okay.
It's a flexible ruler that I carry around and give to my clients just to keep them in line. And the reason why I like the clients to be kept in line is to avoid penalties and obviously not to have a big amount of tax that's due April 15th.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Another interesting fact this year. Like last year, the IRS is behind the eight ball here. They had the sequester. They had a 2 to 3 week shutdown.
Yep.
They are behind in their upgrading their system. So between October and December, they upgrade their computer systems for the next tax year.
Uh-huh.
We're getting notices that the IRS will not be ready to accept tax returns until the middle of February.
Shame.
No.
Maybe they'll move the deadline from April 15th to July 15th.
Yeah. Oh, sure they will.
And no, they specifically addressed that issue, and they are not changing that April 15th deadline.
Sure.
Wow.
So for most of us, if you just have a W-2, you can file around February 15th. But for those of us that itemize, that have businesses, that's going to be strung out over February, the end of February, the beginning of March. So it's really going to be a tight tax season this year again.
So we have some challenges, but if you have a tax expert or you have a CPA that can help you through the maze, it is my suggestion that you give them a call right now. I think you better start off by giving Cindy Smith a call if you have any questions. That phone number is
845-592-2826.
Do you have a website?
Website is Cindy Smith, CPA.
CindySmithCPA.com, proud member of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Once again, the phone number, Cindy?
845-592-2826.
And where are you located so people could stop by your office?
Located locally, Billings, New York. That's part of LaGrange, 2419 Route 82.
Give Cindy a call if you have any questions. Now's the time to start asking questions, making your preparations for your taxes so you can file on time, pay on time, or get your refund early.
That's correct, Charlie.
Right? Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for all that you do. Cindy's a great, great ambassador on our committee, and she's also our CPA when it comes to our foundation. So thank you for all that you do.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.